This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rates to speed it up.
That's been going on 30 years, and now it's coming to an end.
Well, the Federal Reserve Act came into effect in 1913.
Oh, yes, that's been going on for 120 years. What I'm saying is that they really had them low until recently.
Yeah, I mean, you go back to John Maynard Keynes and his policies, and this is what they all go by, is they want full employment. You do that through interest rate policy and through money supply. You increase the money supply if you want to grow the economy. You decrease it if you want to slow it down, right? So they use all these mechanisms. To me, it's like, stay out of it. Let the markets, you know, fend for themselves, because the markets will tell us where equilibrium is. So they get involved, they create boom and bust cycles, but their goal, stated goal, is to keep the economy afloat and have full employment.
And let's remember, though, because they're the insider private stockholders, the private Federal Reserve, they get used to the money first, and that allows them to consolidate the economy.
Yeah, and what's wild and wacky about the Federal Reserve, for all the potential new listeners, your old listeners will know this full well, But it's cartel owning seven families that own the Federal Reserve. They print money out of thin air, and you go back to the Federal Reserve Act of the early 1900s, and they coaxed the United States to pay them interest to print money out of thin air. I mean, it's the biggest Ponzi scheme in the history of the
world. And that's why Larry Fink is so panicked, because he's their corporate front guy to use investment and all the Federal Reserve money and European Central Bank money. It's all the same cartel to take control of all the other companies and then use social engineering. But because Texas pulled out $8 million, all these other states are pulling out, they're in panic mode, because as soon as the public realizes they're using money for political control and we start politicizing our money, it's game over.
It is totally game over. And they all know this, but here's where we have to be one.
Because everything's political, folks. Get that straight. Your money is a damn weapon. And you're just like, oh, Mom, your money's just money. No. When you spend your money, what you do with your money, what you demand for your money is king.
Yeah. And see, they know this. And so, but we have to take one step ahead, be ahead of them in how they think. And they want to usher in a new system of complete people control. That's what central banks.
And then they're a private banking cartel that's totally secret, has never been audited. But when it's set up, they admit it was foreign owned, as you said, seven families at the time, who knows now. And they have these big giant marble buildings with American eagles on them.
Yeah.
It'd be like if I set up a giant marble building and said I was the feds.
Well, so technically, there's nothing federal about the Federal Reserve, and there's no reserve there.
By the way, guys, pull this clip up. Type in Alan Greenspan says no one has authority over the Federal Reserve. He's on PBS. Alan Greenspan, Federal Reserve quotes, the most famous. It's like 15 years ago. He'd already left the Federal Reserve. He was on Lair News Hour before Lair died. And the headline is, Alan Greenspan says the Federal Reserve is above the law. It's a two-minute clip. It is incredible. Because we were, Ron Paul's telling him, you know that, and I've read these essays. He wrote books in the 50s and 60s, Alan Greenspan, about gold and silver and how the Federal Reserve was a fraud and how it was a scam and how it should go down. He was super popular, like Ron Paul. He helped wake Ron Paul up. Ron Paul went to conferences when he was a college student with him, but then they came and bought him off. And then he became their head. It's like Darth Vader.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't know this.
Well, so I'm so glad you brought that up, because what happened last week actually amplifies that message. So, Jerome,
you got the floor. I'm going to go. You got the floor. I'm going to go get that clip. Make sure it's there. You're hosting right now.
So Jerome Powell, chairman of the Fed, he's speaking at Stanford, and he's got the same talking points that he's had for a while, which is, well, we're still going to have 2 to 3 rate reductions this year because we've tamed this inflationary beast and we're good at what we do, right? But then by the end of this conference, he actually backpedals a little bit. And what did he say? He said, but the inflation is still persisting, so we're open to different adjustments. Okay, so that's Jerome Powell speaking. Atlanta Fed President Bostic, this is where it gets really exciting to me in the monetary policy arena. I know I'm a nerd, but this kind of stuff, I love getting into it. So there's infighting within the Fed. So these bank presidents of the Federal Reserve, you've got Federal Reserve banks all over the country, like Atlanta, Minneapolis, Dallas, you know, whatever, New York. So the Atlanta Federal Reserve Bank President Bostic, what did he say? He said there's only going to be one rate cut this year, and it's going to occur in the fourth quarter, deviating from what Jerome Powell said, which is we're still going to have 2 to 3 because we've won this.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I'm in agreement with Bostic, and here's why. They're going to continue to pause. The CPI numbers that are coming out, inflation is not just sticky, it's actually increasing. And so why would they say, let's have one rate reduction? So my prediction, 6 months ago was they aren't going to be able to lower interest rates because inflation is sticky and persistent, but they've got to do at least one because they need to save face. They need to show the world's like, hey, we told people we're going to have a rate decrease, so they have to do at least one. And when are they going to do it? The fourth quarter. What happens in the fourth quarter? The election. So if you lower interest rates right before the election, everyone's going to be happy. It's like, see, they do have control over this. They do know what's going on, and this is great for all of us, right? So then Minneapolis Fed Chair Kashkari is his last name. He raises the prospect of zero rate cuts, none, because he said Goldman says that would be very surprising if this happened. No, Kashkari knows what he's talking about. You can't lower interest rates in a time of inflation. So this is going to impact the society a lot because people can't afford to live with so we've heard the term higher for longer, right? These interest rates are going to stay higher for longer. And this is very, very problematic to society because we're in debt up to our eyeballs. So consider this and why they are so reluctant to actually raise rates or lower rates. But they're going to have to raise rates. That's my prediction because inflation is going to persist for a couple of different reasons, right? So number one is the BRICS nations. Number two is they keep printing money out like there's no tomorrow. So what do the BRICS nations have to do with anything? This started with the Russia-Ukraine conflict. So during the Russia-Ukraine conflict, Biden basically did the nuclear economic option. And he went to Putin and he went to Russia and said, we're kicking you out of the SWIFT system. What's the SWIFT system? That is the mechanism for banks to send wires to other banks. If you're not in the SWIFT system, you're not getting any international bank wires or any bank wires, period. So what did Putin do? Putin goes to China and says, hey, Xi, we got a problem here. Biden just kicked us out of the SWIFT system. They said, oh, no worries. We've got our own system called CIPS, C-I-P-S. And so if these were two small countries, it wouldn't amount to a hill of beans of difference. But the BRICS nations are about 70% of the world's population, literally. So now they've got their own system. So what Biden did by weaponizing the U.S. dollar, what did he do? He created a bigger and badder economic partnership between China and Russia that is the fuel behind their economic, basically, growth. So they've got their own system. Now, what he also did was something even more weaponizing the U.S. dollar. And he froze Russia's assets. This is a political maneuver that a lot of presidents have done. But what did he do? He froze Russia's gold assets so they couldn't get it back. Well, this started to tick him off because you're talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars worth of gold that were frozen. So now you've got country after country after country that are looking at the foreign policy of America and saying, we don't want our assets frozen. We want our gold. We want to repatriate our gold. We want to get it out of the Fed. We want it back in our own countries. Okay, this is really interesting because this mass exodus of wealth, to me, this is the shift of power. This is the shift of wealth from the West to the East. The BRICS nations are winning. The London-based economic system, New York-based economic system, the economic banking power of the West is diminishing, and it's going east. This is why central banks are buying gold. So I've got this chart, if I can find it, right, because I got a lot of charts here. But, okay, so if you look at this, gold flows to the east, right? So Asia has net imported gold from the West since April. How many? China plus 160 tons, India plus 80 tons, Turkey plus 62 tons, Thailand, Saudi Arabia, Malaysia, Hong Kong, they're all positive. Look at America. America's minus 136 tons, where China's plus 160. So there's this massive move of wealth away from America to the east, right? So this is this power shift. It's this economic balance that's moving. So what did Congress do? This is where we have absolutely zero respect for the rule of law, Alex, in America. So Congress gives the Fed a FOIA request. Freedom of Information Act says, hey, how many countries are, what are the countries that are pulling gold away from the Fed and how much is going? You know what Jerome Powell's answer was? I'm not telling you. It's like just flat out. Subpoena from Congress, Freedom of Information request. Nothing. But he says, but you know what? The New York Fed knows that number, but they're not going to tell you either.
And that brings us to Alan Greenspan. We have the clip. We'll play it in a moment. But let me go back to something. We have internationally going around bullying people and forcing them into a new system that weakens the dollar, which has happened, which you predicted 6 months ago. And now it's happened. Then we have Letitia James, the George Soros attorney general in New York, literally staging show trials with no juries, saying Trump valued Mar-a-Lago at $240 million. It's really worth $18 million. And then when they got their fake judgment against it, they said, just sell Mar-a-Lago. It's worth $1 billion. They didn't even get their propaganda straight. That made everybody start fleeing New York because Letitia James said, don't worry, we're only targeting Trump. And then she went after the meatpacker associations and the Second Amendment and the NRA. They're going after everybody. People knew, wait, you set the president with Trump. This is a plan for everybody else. And so that's happening inside the country, driving investment out of here.
It is. And these countries, because of bad foreign policy, are afraid of the dollar weaponizing against them.
It
forces them out. And they're saying, we want our stuff because we're afraid that you are going to freeze our assets because you don't like us because of an ideological difference before whatever.
And let's go back to what you said. You mentioned in the news, the head of the Federal Reserve says, we're not going to tell you. And those that don't know, the New York Fed is the body that holds the stock as the private group. The other regional banks in the act basically aren't even let in on that. They just deal with local regional bank control. So that's important to note. So here's Alan Greenspan. This is like 15 years ago. He left the Federal Reserve on the Laird NewsHour on PBS, admitting that it's totally separate from government with no oversight, and Congress and the president have no say. It's a fourth branch of government that's privately owned by the Rothschilds. Here it is.
What is the proper relationship, what should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place, and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter. And I've had very good relationships with presidents.
So let's unpack that. In our Constitution, in our federalist system, there are three branches of government. Okay? There is legislative, executive, judicial. There's the Congress, there's the president, and there's the federal courts, with the Supreme Court on the top. In the federalist system, you have the federal trifecta, you have the state trifecta, and they share power as a balance of power. In 1913, they set up a privately owned thing calling itself the Federal Reserve that says it's a fourth branch of government, but isn't accountable to any of the other branches or the federalist system. That's the coup in 1913 that began the last 10 plus years of this garbage that we're under. And I remember covering this with Ron Paul 30 years ago. One of the first interviews I did was Ron Paul 29 years ago, but I'm there. As of 2 days from now, it'll be 30 years. But I've been interviewing Ron Paul, who's running for Congress again, for 30 years, interviewing Rand when he was in college as a spokesman for his dad. And I've seen it all happen. They would say it was a conspiracy. It's government. Now they admit it's private. So we've come a long way, but to restore our republic, we really need to audit the Fed. We need to abolish the Fed. We need to get back control with a real national bank. That's what Andrew Jackson talked about.
That is what Andrew Jackson talked about. But whenever Congress goes to the Fed and says, hey, we want to know about your stuff, they just basically ignore it. That's where the rule of law in America has.
So it's a banking dictatorship.
It's a banking dictatorship.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So Bank of America, UBS, Goldman Sachs, with this new move of central banks allocating tons, I mean, I'm not using that as a figure of speech, literally tons into gold. Bank of America thinks on this move, gold will hit $3,000 an ounce. Goldman Sachs says $2,700.
Well, I know a lot of companies out there can't even get gold or silver.
Silver is increasingly hard to get to. You can't get it in massive volume because the manufacturing demand is through the roof because of solar power, because of electric vehicles.
Industrial use.
And UBS, 4,000. They think gold's going to hit 4,000. So the top three big banks, their projections.
Last time you're on, I showed Larry Fink admitting, he goes, forget Bitcoin, it's all gold.
Yes. So $3,200 is the amount, the average of those three banks' projections. We're at 2,400, so that's massive growth. But here's where it gets really exciting and why I love silver. So historically, there's this ratio, Alex, of how many ounces of silver does it take to buy 1 ounce of gold? That's 20 to 1. Well, right now, well, a week ago, we were at 90 to 1. Today, we're at about 83 to 1. So in about a week, that ratio has come down and down and down. So you predicted that, so it's happening. Predicted that. So here's where the silver price, when you look at the gold ratio, gold demand is going through the roof. At 80 to 1, if you use the average of what those three banks want, $3,200 an ounce for gold, at 80 to 1, gold, silver will be $40 an ounce. At 60 to 1, it'll be $53 an ounce. At 40 to 1, $83 an ounce. At 30 to 1, which we were at in 2011, $107 an ounce, and 20 to 1, $165.
This is. So it should be, say it slowly. In a historical average, it should be 20 to 1.
20 to 1.
What's the price?
$165 an ounce.
Good God, I wish I was in a position to be in silver.
And this is if those three banks, which are banks, when they.
If I had money. And I stored up money to fund this place. I put everything I had in. I'm proud to do it. The mission is number one. But if I had money, I'd be all in silver right now.
Well, absolutely, as we are. So here's the thing. Banks always understate where gold is going to go for whatever reason. They just never get
it. But it exposes inflation.
Because it exposes inflation. So their numbers of averaging 3,200 is probably going to be much higher than that, which puts silver stratospheric growth. And we've seen this. So 6 weeks ago, I'm sorry, 2 months ago, so that's 8 weeks ago, silver was $22 an ounce. Today it's 28. We're up over 30% in the last 2 months. Again, we predicted this kind of growth on the last two shows that we were on.
You think it'll really go 21?
I don't even care if it gets to 21.
If it goes to 50 to 1, it's huge.
If it goes to 50 to 1, it's huge. If it goes to 30 to 1, it's huge. But I actually do think we will get to that point because that's a historical norm. And you get to that point, it acts as a regression towards the mean. It will go to that point or
that's the equilibrium. Approach it.
That's the equilibrium. So let's just say, and you had sent me something about a week ago. We were texting back and forth, and you said, hey, let's look at what an ounce of gold would buy you from time to time. Right? So we were talking about 1929 versus today. So this is a really interesting story, and everybody who sees this and understands it will realize it doesn't matter if gold or silver even go up at all, because the dollar is diminishing so much, the only way to maintain your purchasing power over time is with tangible assets like gold and silver. So in 1929, gold was $20.63 an ounce. An average home price was $4,902. Okay. So that means how many ounces of gold did it take you to buy a house? 238. So how about today? Average home price, $384,500. What's the gold price? Around $2,400. That means it takes you 165 ounces of gold to buy a house. So the ratio is actually getting better. So it put it another way, if you kept your money in cash since 1929, your $4,902 is now worth $245 because of inflation. But those same 238 ounces of gold would be worth $555,968. So you would be able to buy a house plus have another $170,000 left over. If you would have put your money in gold instead of paper, paper declined from $4,900 to $245, where gold went from $4,900 to $555,000.
It's such a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer.
And that's what pisses me off is, I mean, well, I watch you at WorldNet Daily and other platforms. I know you have a great company. And I only went with companies that reached out to us or whatever. I looked at a few, and they would lie to me and say they were going to sell gold in a million. And I get they got to make money, so, you know, 5%, 10%, whatever. I said, but don't go about that. And they would bait and switch and go, right. So I'd call, and they go, yeah, we got bullion. What you really need is this thing from a shipwreck. I mean, like, that's twice the price of bullion. Boom. I would always, they'd be a sponsor for like 2 days. I go, you son of a bitch, you lied. And the long-time listeners know you'd see a gold sponsor for like 2 days, they'd be gone because they just wouldn't stop. And like, I don't need that in my life to F over listeners. That's not who I am. So thank God you're here, because people need to get into this. They need to do it now.
They do. And Alex, everything that you and I have been talking about on this show are fundamental forces that cause markets to move, right? So what causes stocks, bonds, mutual funds to come down? Raising taxes, raising interest rates, inflationary pressures, and people losing their jobs because people stop spending money. Those exact fundamental forces cause gold and silver to go up. Now we add to that the supply and demand constraints, and you look at where COMEX silver. COMEX is the big global depository where manufacturers like Sony, Samsung, LG, Tesla, they get all their silver from, right? So in the last 18 months, COMEX available supply is down 70%, 7-0. That means there's 30% left. Well, over 18 months, it came down 70%. That drawdown rate is 3.8% a month. So what's 30% that's left divided by the current drawdown rate? Silver could go away in physical format over the next 8 to 9 months. So what is that?
And then it goes,
oh my word.
It could go higher than 20 to 1.
Well, it absolutely could, because we need it.
Well, don't make a guesstimation. You're not giving advice here, but 21 sounds incredible. But this looks like it could go higher than that.
Well, it could, because look at all of the globalist agendas. Green energy, solar power, electric
vehicles, attacking the real economy,
fuel cell technology, Department of Defense. We're in a war economy right now. Aerospace industry, they all need silver. So it's not like a 65-inch LED TV is 100% made out of silver. No, it's got this small amount in it for solder points and different things, different components. But without it, they can't finish their final product. So here's the manufacturer of the world saying, if we don't get silver, we can't finish our final product. And so,
and China's positions itself, what, 97% of rare earth minerals?
Yeah.
How the hell did that happen?
Because we have inept.
For people that don't know, you have to have rare earth minerals for everything.
Yeah. We have completely inept foreign policy, and we've given that stuff away, and so other countries have taken advantage.
Well, it's done on purpose to undermine us. Like the Panama Canal, everybody, Seven Carter gave it away, but not until the 90s was officially transferred. Now China runs Panama. I mean, you can't tell me the CIA that's come out saying we got to shut Jones down, he's too popular, it threatens our national security, but then they sold out Panama Canal to the Chinese. I mean, give me a break. They're working against our national security.
They absolutely are, and China knows it, because we need silver for Department of Defense. We need it for missiles. We need it for
power. So how could the Department of Defense and the CIA let China dominate the industrial metals?
Well, I think, sadly, they want to change the global system. They want to change the balance of power.
Exactly.
Into this global utopia and ask.
But Xi Jinping double-crossed him 12 years ago, so now that's falling apart.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stalin at the First World War II were allies, folks, the first 2 years. Then they double-crossed each other. It's like, what did the globalists think China was going to do when they gave them all the cards?
Well, this is going to make every patriot in America really upset, but, you know, don't kill the messenger, but we have lost our time as the global economic, political, military hegemon.
That was the CFR plan.
Yeah, that was the CFR plan to have this global, you know, the United Nations, NATO, all of this.
Those who don't know, go to the CFR 20 years ago, the end of the American century, the dragon century. You guys type in councilonforeignrelations.org, the end of American power, the rise of China. They've been doing it on purpose, and then China double-crossed them. Soros said everything's China until 10 years ago. Now he says Xi Jinping's Hitler. What did you think he would do, you dumbasses?
So they
double crossed you because there's no honor amongst thieves, you dumb bastards. They could have owned America, but let us be free. We would have taken the world over with freedom, but instead they wanted totalitarianism. Could have been 1776 worldwide, and you dumbass bankers could have been the bosses. You wanted to dominate us, so you cozied up.
Here's where,
because that they are. I mean, they are.
Oh, they're toast. And so China, what do they want? See, it's really easy to connect the dots, Alex. What is?
Yeah, talk about why China broke with them.
Yeah, they want.
General Flynn, 5 years before it happened, told them it would happen.
Yes. So they want to be the world's reserve currency. They want to be the world's global economic.
But how did they not think China would double cross them?
Because they want this to happen to bring in central bank digital currency.
Yeah.
I mean, they want this. So central bank digital currency is not about fixing a broken economic system. It's about complete people control. So what does China want? China sees this fracture because of bad foreign policy, bad leadership in America. And they say, ooh, we can be the world's reserve currency, and here's how we do it. So Putin says we're going to de-dollarize the world. They add all these other countries. Iran, the big one right now with today's news, added into the BRICS nations, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and so forth. So, but Iran is a big one to me because what are they doing? They're now wanting to attack Israel. Well, who are they in economic political alignment with? The BRICS nations. So this is bigger to me than Iran, you know, having a multi-thousands of years.
Oh, yeah, they're just trying to use Iran as the trigger.
Yeah, so but what they did bring into them, because they're part of the BRICS nation, is this bigger coalition of China, Russia, Iran against Israel, against the West. And so,
because the West is so leveraged, even little countries that are taken out is huge.
Yes.
But explain derivatives, because it's not just derivatives in banking or in housing or in mortgages. Everything's been turned to this derivative system. So when even a smaller nation pulls out, it's huge.
So a derivative is just leveraged debt. So you can have dollar for dollar debt. If you have $20,000 debt on your credit card, that's dollar for dollar. You owe $20,000. It goes away. What financial institutions did is they started putting in different tranches. They're really toxic debt and they're kind of toxic debt. And they put it into packages. They started selling it to other financial institutions at a leveraged amount. So now derivatives are basically leveraged debt instruments about 20 to 1. So if you get it wrong and your investment goes in the wrong direction by 5%, and you've got this in a debt derivative, 5% times 20 times leverage, you lose 100% of your invested capital on a 5% move. There is so
that's
much
why it's a big deal in Texas, even if you know, BlackRock has a quadrillion. You pull $8 billion out because it's all leverage. That's like hundreds of trillions.
Hundreds of trillions. So here's where China is playing a masterful chess game. And not just China, but the BRICS nations in general. So we saw that chart earlier about the massive amount of gold flow going to the east and away from the west. So China, the BRICS nations, now control the majority of gold in the world, the majority of it. So what did that do to the West? It took away our price-fixing capability. What does China want? They want to be the world's reserve currency.
That kills the Federal Reserve and the stock market and its special committee on open markets and all the rest of it. It kills their ability to make it short like they could.
They can't make it short. See, this is very, 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 very important for people investing in gold and silver because there's been this pendulum-shifting moment where that has happened when these numbers came out. So the West, the Fed, London, they wanted to discredit gold and silver because they wanted their big banking empire. And anytime gold and silver would go up, they'd cut it off at the knees because that was an attack against their fiat-based money. Well, now that the East wants to be the world's reserve currency, they are the majority owners of all the gold in the world by far. So now what? They don't want price suppression. If they own the majority, they want gold to go through the roof. So the West lost its price-fixing capability. They are losing, and this balance of power has shifted. Sorry, every American patriot like me who loves America, who wants the great lifestyle that we've had over the last 40 years, that balance of power has shifted, and they are playing a brilliant game. But this is where, you know, people say, well, gold and silver, they've been manipulated for so long. It's like that game is about to end Because whenever somebody owns a majority of something, they control it, right? Like a majority shareholder in a stock company. It's like, okay, they could vote somebody out. China owns the majority of gold. And so their motive is for gold to go up because they own so much of it and they want to increase their wealth. So you look at the ratio of silver that we talked about, Alex. You look at this chart pattern. Now, this is 44 years in the making, okay? And I'm not a technical chartist. The difference between fundamentals, which to me are trump everything, fundamentals, interest rates, debt, unsustainable debt, political consequences, legislative action, supply and demand, that always causes markets to move. What a technical chart tells you is this a good time to buy or a good time to sell? A bad time to buy, a bad time to sell. It tells you entry and exit points. This silver path is clear. Over the last 44 years, this cup and handle formation is what's showing us built up demand. It's pent up demand. And now that supply is diminishing, like what we talked about earlier, this will cause silver to go through the roof. This is why the beginning stages of what we've seen over the last 8 weeks is silver going up from $22 an ounce to $28 an ounce.
And by the way, we're going to re-air part of this later on the weekday shows. It's so important. And I just want to put a note here. I want to go find the clips of you 4 months ago, 3 months ago, 2 months ago, predicting silver would do exactly what it's done. And we'll kind of cut some flashbacks in here because that's really powerful. So you already shown us this. We only got like 20 minutes left. Tell us, Dr. Kirk Elliott, your new predictions or other key tidbits. You've got the floor. Hit them. All the other points you wanted to make. What's coming next? Because you talked about regional bank runs coming. Now they're saying they're coming. You've got the floor. Give people what you've already told us that you were right. We know you're right. This is basic stuff, but you do all the technicals. Great job. You're selling, ice water in the Sahara here. It's obviously common sense. So tell us what's coming next.
So what's coming next is sadly a very dark period for America economically. Jamie Dimon, chairman of J.P. Morgan Chase, said this 2 days ago. He said, we are about to enter the darkest economic period, 10-year period in American history. And why is that? Because banks are running out of money. They're undercapitalized. With interest rates going up, people are going to be delinquent on their loans. They're going to default on their loans. And so what I expect coming soon is a banking crisis where you're going to start to see banks fail. People are going to pull their money out of the system. So here's where people think in their retirement accounts, let's say you're a Fidelity or Schwab or whatever, and you're just sitting in a money market. That's immune from your bank going under. No, it's not. When you have a money market, that's held at a bank basically somewhere, a financial institution. So as banking crisis continues to persist, people's retirement accounts are going to get hit hard. Cash is no longer the king. Cash is no longer the safe haven because interest rates aren't keeping up with inflation. Banks are going to fail. So here's what I think comes next. Now, you add to that the wartime era that we're entering into. Just as we record this, you've got Iran basically saying that they're going to invade Israel. Israel, because they want to preemptively strike before Israel goes after them. You've got warships going into the Strait of Hormuz. You've got things that are starting to get turbulent. Gold and silver are very politically motivated, legislatively motivated.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Most of them are. So recent reports that are coming out, I just read one yesterday that said all banks are insolvent. I mean, okay. So are all banks insolvent? Probably not. But in a rising interest rate world, and people are going to be delinquent on their loan payments, default on their loan payments, new requirements from the Basel III Financial Accords say that banks have to go from 0% to 20% reserve requirement. If you're a billion-dollar bank and you went from zero to now you have to have $200 million in reserves, where are you going to get that? Where are you going to get that? If you're out of compliance, you go out of business. Oh, but don't worry. JPMorgan Chase will just consolidate and buy out all these toxic banks. See, this is a problem, too, because when Silicon Valley Bank went down, Signature Bank was one of them. Who bought them out? New York Community Bank. What happened to New York Community Bank over the last 2 months? Share price went down 70%. Because now when you buy toxic assets, it makes all of your old assets toxic too. See, these banks that are buying the toxic banks, their balance sheets are becoming toxic. And this financial system as we know it is collapsing right before our eyes. They're going to try to usher in a new central bank digital currency that says we can fix it with this. That's not going to fix anything. Everybody watching this needs to realize the people ushering in the new system are the same ones that had the old system. They don't actually lose anything, right? Except what do they gain? Absolute power over people's spending and the ability to cut you off from buying or selling if your ideology doesn't match up with theirs. See, this is the world that we're heading into. This is the Orwellian future that nobody wanted to happen, but yet it's here. It's here right in front of us. And so this is why, Alex, that I've been shouting from the rooftops for decades. And sometimes markets can stay irrational longer than we can stay rational, right? But now we're seeing technical confirmation, fundamental confirmation, political confirmation, social decay. And what comes after economic collapse is always social upheaval. When people can't feed their babies, when they can't pay their mortgage, when they can't pay their rent, you're going to see...
And that's the angrier world that Klaus Schwab talks about. I'm going to back up what you said 5 minutes ago. The communist Chinese, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Larry Ellison, they're all buying farmland, not distributed around the world. All they use governments to shut down small and regional farms. So they understand it's all about food. You said the right thing. It's true. Farmland, if you know how to do it, that's great. Most people don't. That's number one. But number two is gold and silver. It is a absolute total no-brainer, Dr. Kirk Elliott. And you guys have the best company with no resale price, ready to physical delivery, ready with great groups you trust to house it, whatever people want. I wish I could make everybody, I don't mean that literally, watch this, because if enough people move out of this now and get prepared, we can stop their system. But the globalists admit they're rolling out the central bank digital currency, they're rolling out the New World Order, they're rolling out all the time. I'll be in a small restaurant trying to pay cash. We don't take cash. I'll be in a store. We don't take cash. I'm like trying to buy a loaf of bread. This is their system. And then all those mom and pop shots, all the swap meets, all the Amish selling stuff, it's meant to shut that down. And they admit they won't just go after you if they don't like you politically. That's up front, they admit. Trudeau's trying to pass a law right now. He did it to the truckers. So is Europe. They're going to tell you where you can spend it. And, oh, it has more value if you spend it at this store than that store. It directs the economy. This is the mark of the beast.
I agree. And that's where my theology background comes in. When the Bible,
well, spend a few minutes on you with your theology background, because you're also a theologian of a degree in that.
You know, people for hundreds of years, thousands of years, you know, they've been saying, well, they know that Revelation 13, 17 existed in the mark of the beast, and nobody could buy or sell, no man, woman, or child.
But it made no sense back then. How could you do that? How could everybody see the Antichrist at once on this image? They see the beast. They worship the image. It's television. It's.
So a lot of people thought, well, Hitler is the Antichrist. No, it's an Antichrist spirit, right? But
the Bible says there's many Antichrists, but one final.
Correct. And we weren't there because we weren't there technologically yet. We couldn't actually have fulfillment of those prophecies.
But the devil's always lining his plan up.
Until technology is right. Well, you know what? It's here. We're seeing holograms of stinking aliens at Miami Mall, right? You're seeing all this crazy stuff.
China has giant dragons flying above cities.
It's giant dragon. People are becoming accustomed to talks about aliens and weird stuff, right? So, but then financially, you couldn't interconnect everybody globally without a digital system. Now, how do you get everybody to comply? This is where the politics of all of this become very important, because
you create fear, you create crime, you create an angrier world, you cut up all the regular resources, you force people into it.
All of that. Imagine every evangelical and Catholic in the world says, I'm not taking this. It's the mark of the beast. There's no way. Well, what if your Social Security payments are tied to the FedNow app? And it's like, if you don't take this app, we're not going to get your Social Security payments. What are people going to do? They're going to pause. They're going to consider. They're going to think about it. It's like, well, I have to live.
So what does the Bible say? Run to the hills.
Run to the hills. God gives us those prophetic warnings so we can act and have faith.
God gives us free will, but he gave us a blueprint and a map and a cheat sheet.
Yes.
He loves us so much, he gave us free wills. We're free entities. But he went, my children, here is the book. Here is the blueprint.
Yeah. See, Bible prophecy isn't there to scare people into...
It's there to empower them. We're not given the spirit of fear, but a spirit of victory and overcoming.
And hope and a sound mind. And so those prophecies are there to actually warn us, but to give us hope.
And that's why the enemy is so against real Christians.
Correct.
And they're in Protestants, there's Catholics, everybody that has the Spirit of God, despite the corrupt churches. We're given the sound mind. We're given the discernment.
Yeah.
That's how we know tomorrow's news today. It is literally the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely. And
that's how we're finishing each other's sentences. We didn't talk before this, but a few text messages. We're finishing each other's sentences because it's the truth.
It is the truth. And there's story after story after story in the Bible. You know, you read through the Gospels. There's a story that everybody knows. Peter's walking on water, right? There's this big, huge storm. The waves are huge. Jesus is walking on water and said, hey, Peter, come to me. What does he do? He gets out of the boat. He starts walking on water because why? He's focused on his Savior. He's focused on the solution. But the moment that he looks around and is engulfed with fear, sees the waves, he starts to sink. This is a message for everybody today. Stop focusing on the storm and focus on the solution, and which is God, which is Jesus, which is this empowerment, this creativity.
Who gives us the way. God points the way.
Gives us the way. And you know what? You can survive through this and not just survive, but thrive, have a smile on your face. And this is why God tells us about the mark of the beast, because he doesn't say the only game in town. He says, don't take it, which means there is a choice. Right, so this
it's beautiful. It's all happening. God is in control. Dr. Kirk Elliott, everybody should call you guys. They should do a consultation. You'll talk to them. They'll find out their needs. Everybody should get into Silver right now. I'm gonna go tomorrow night after the show or the next time. I have my family sit down and watch this. This has been a powerful transmission. We're live right now. It's gonna reloop till tomorrow at 4 p.m. when I come back live on Sunday. I'm gonna air this Wednesday on the show. I'm a few hours live. I'm gonna air this. It's so important to the full audience and all the AM and FM affiliates and the rest of it. Go to his website right now. Call the toll free number right now and get this information. We'll put it back on screen. Real quick here, but the answer, ladies and gentlemen, is getting prepared. KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900 or KEPM.com/gold. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much and great job.
Thanks, Alex.
We've had some great interviews, but this is the best so far. So what I really want to ask you to do is pray for myself and the crew and my family. That's number one. I want that. I need that. It's your prayer that's doing it. That's why this surfaced. That's why this happened. I need the prayer. But I need you to take the articles, the videos, the posts we make at Real Alex Jones, recopy them, share them, post them yourself, do whatever. Just get it out there. And I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I need you to get great products you already need. There's a bunch of sales going. DNA Force Plus that is so good for your entire body, flushes out your mitochondria and your cells with the PQQ, the CoQ10, the ELV, ATP, the organic green shea, the astragalus, membranous root, and even more for 50% off. I haven't done that in a while. That's amazing. Discover the power of tri-iodine, deep earth crystal iodine, X3, 40% off. Body's ultimate turmeric formula, 40% off. And Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force. We'll be right back.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.